follow God in life.
那我们一起来读今天早上的经文，是记载在马可福音八章二十七到三十八节。
Today's devotional scripture is in Mark chapter 8, verses 27 to 38.
如果你翻到的话，我们一起同声来攻读。
Let's read together, language of your choice.
对，请。
Jesus said, I am. They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others one of the prophets. But what about you? He asked. Who do you say I am? Peter answered, you're the Messiah. Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him.
Jesus
and
his
And he then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teacher of the law, and he must be killed and in 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and behind. Then Jesus turned and looked at him, and he said, Peter, get behind me, Satan. He said, you do not have in mind the concern of God, but merely human's concern. Then he called the crowd to him along with disciples and said, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Whoever wants to be saved their life will lose it. Whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in the adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels.
好，我们读经读到这里。我们常常说人生的道路崎岖不平，但是我们每一个人都必须在这条路上行走。
Life is bumpy and rough, but everyone has to go through it.
有人走得很轻松，那有人走得很艰难。
Some people have it all, others challenging hardly.Can go on.
那为什么有些人可以在这条道路上走得轻省容易，有人却感到寸步难行呢？
Why different?
可能我们也常听人家这样说，他说同样走在人生的道路上，尽管付出相同的努力，为什么有些人可以走得稳固妥当，有些人却跌跌撞撞，甚至伤痕累累？
Even despite the same effort, why some smooth sailing while others stumbling along, repeated scarred in life?
如果可以选择的话，我相信每个人都希望自己的人生道路可以走得稳固，是不是呢？
If we can choose, we all hope for smooth sailing.
但很可惜的是，对于个人人生道路能否走得稳固，并不是自己能够决定的。
Alas, it's not up to us.
正如圣经这样告诉我们，
在 As in Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 23.
我们一起来攻读好不好？预备，请。
Lord, I know the people's lives are not their own. It's not for them to direct their steps.
但好消息是，人生道路你可以选择不必孤单的走。
The good news is you are not alone.
因为神可以来指引你的道路。
Let God guide your steps.
好，我们一起来读箴言十六章第九节。
Also in Proverbs 16 verses 9.
请。
In their hearts, human plans their course, but the Lord established their steps.
因此，对于基督徒而言，我相信稳固的道路并不是指一帆风顺，而是能够紧紧跟随主走一生的道路。
As for Christians, steady paths does not equal smooth sailing, but walk with God.
而且事实也告诉我们，你若选择个人偏行己路，你只会走得辛苦，并徒增个人的亏损。
If you insist on your own way, self-justification all the time can only make it harder.
那我跟随别人的走人的道路呢？那也只是如同瞎子领瞎子，将来都要迷失。
Following others, you will get lost as blind leading the crippled.
所以唯有跟随主，与主同行的人生道路才是真正稳固的道路，同不同意？
Only following the Lord can be steady for life.
但问题是，什么才是稳固的跟从主的道路呢？
How to follow the Lord?
他又不是出现在你面前，然后像你就像个跟班的，就随时跟着他走就好了。
Since you can't see him, you cannot be his sidekick.
所以今天的信息就是要来帮助我们明白到底要如何来跟从主走稳固的道路。
The sermon is to help you understand how follow God for a steady path.
好，从我们刚才所读的经文当中，我们提到耶稣要门徒来跟从他。
In devotional verses, Jesus asked disciples to follow him.
那既然我们同意跟从主的道路才是可以使我们人生道路走得稳固。
Unto the only steady path for life.
那我们想跟从主的道路一定是一条轻省的道路吧。
Will it be nice and easy?
然而这段经文却让我们 知道有很多违反常理的描述。
There are some unusual description in the verses.
例如，耶稣问门徒说，别人认为他是谁？
Such as Jesus asked them, "What do you think I am?"
是不是耶稣也在意别人对他的看法？
Did Jesus care what others think about him?
然后当彼得说耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子，而且耶稣怎么叫人说不要告诉别人使福音广传呢？
When Peter said, "You're the Messiah," yet Jesus warned him not to tell anyone about him.
那既然耶稣肯定彼得有圣灵引导，借天父指示才能够说出耶稣是基督，那为什么等一下过了一会儿又说他是撒旦呢？
Since Jesus said Peter was revealed by Father in heaven and know Jesus was Messiah, then later Jesus called Peter Satan. Get behind me.
那我们还有就是我们跟门徒跟从耶稣是应该重担皆脱落，残烈皆放下才行，怎么还要再背起十字架呢？
Disciples should unload the burden when follow Jesus. Why carry their own cross?
很多事情好像不是用常理可以理解的。
Many seems illogical.
因此我们要放弃传统思维，以不同角度来探讨什么才是跟随主的人生。
That is why we should abandon traditional thinking, explore different perspective.
并且操练自己如何实际的来跟从主，使我们的人生道路可以走在稳固的走在其间。
How to follow the Lord, practice and discipline yourself to be steady in life.
所以以下有三方面的认知与要求。
As usual, I present three points of the view.
第一个是要认清跟从的对象。
First, know clearly who to follow.
让我们一起来读27-30节。
Let's read verses 27-30. Jesus and his disciple went on to the village around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked, "Who do people say I am?" They replied, "Some said John the Baptist, others said Elijah, still others one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked, "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah." Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him.
这一段经文有三方面，我们一起来思考。第一个是世人会对主有错误的认知。
Three more points. First one, people may misunderstand the Lord.
当耶稣问门徒这句话说：“你们说我是谁啊？”
When people ask disciples, "Who do you say I?" Who do people say I am?
耶稣那么在乎别人对他的看法吗？
Do Jesus care what other people think about him?
我们不是常常说我们不要在乎别人的评价。
We often say, "Don't care what other people think."
但其实我们每一个人生活也都活在别人的眼光当中，接受不同的评价，不是吗？
People are constantly opinionated about us daily with different viewpoints.
然而有一件事情，就是许多时候别人对我们的评价往往都不是正确的，同不同意？同意啊。
Most of their comments on us may not be most accurate.
当时耶稣的时代也是如此。
Same apply when Jesus walked the earth.
人们对耶稣的评价也是有偏差的。
So they have deviated view about Jesus.
尽管当时耶稣已经成为公众人物，他的言行举止也受到大家的讨论。
So he was a public figure, people following him and talk about him all the time.
甚至众人还跟随他，要听他传讲天国的道理，但是居然对他的认识仍有错误。
He preached kingdom of heaven, yet still were misunderstood.
那这时候难道这位创造宇宙万物无所不知的神，他不知道人们心中的想法吗？居然还要问门徒说，你说我是，他们说我是谁？
He created heaven and earth, omniscient. Why did he ask disciples, "What do people think I am?"
如果我是耶稣的话，我不会这样子做。
If I were Jesus, I would not ask such question.
我会跟随门徒这样说，我说，这位路人甲居然以为我是施洗约翰，去告诉他他错了。
Tell them to correct the wrong opinion about me.
还有那个路人乙，他居然以为我是以利亚，去告诉他错了。
Everybody is wrong about me.
还有那位路人丙，居然以为我是先知里的一位，去告诉他他也错了。
Wrong again about me.
然后门徒呢，他就一个一个去做着。回来的时候惊讶的表情说，哇，主啊，你真的是无所不知的神，我们要跟从你了。
My disciple would return with exclamation telling me, "You are the omniscient God, we will follow you to the end."
但是为什么耶稣不这样子做呢？
Yet Jesus didn't do so.
我相信就是要让门徒知道，尽管许多人对主的认识并不正确， 但是这并不影响耶稣要坚持走天父要他走的道路。
He let disciple know, despite misunderstanding, he would persist in the way of Heavenly Father.
而这些所有要跟从主的人也必须要如此。
And his disciples should do the same.
第二个是主很在乎那些跟从者对他的认识。
Secondly, followers' understanding matters to the Lord.
当耶稣问完说人们说我是谁之后，他不管。不过重要是你们说我是谁。
But what about you? Who do you say I am?
所以耶稣不在乎别人对他错误的认识，因为这一些人不是要真正跟随耶稣的人。
Jesus cared not about misconception from others, since they were not the true follower.
然而耶稣却非常在乎那些愿意来跟从他的人。
Yet he cared about the proper opinion of his followers.
而这些跟从他的人必须要对主有正确的认识。
With proper opinion.
即使这些门徒跟随耶稣已经一段时间了。
They have followed Jesus for some time.
但请问对耶稣的认识完全正确吗？
But did they really know him?
那可不一定哦。
Not so sure.
这些门徒到底对耶稣认识多深呢？
How deep do they know Jesus?
只是把他当成老师，还是老板，还是生命的主？
Teacher, boss, lord of their life?
你要先确定他们是跟对人了，否则跟错了，以后越走越远就麻烦了。
We need to follow the correct leader, otherwise we may go astray.
同样的，我们如果要定义跟从耶稣，我相信耶稣也会问同样的问题。
If you decide to follow Jesus today, he may ask the same question.
你对耶稣的认识有多深呢？
How well do you know Jesus?
你只是把他当成你的财神爷、摇钱树，或是让你得福气的管道，满足你贪婪欲望的工具而已吗？
Has God a wealth or money tree, amulet, talisman, tool to satisfy your greedy desire?
哎，想一想，好像也是哈，好像我们都需要他的时候来祷告，来求他，求他。
That's why we pray and ask him.
好像上帝都要满足你所有的，这就是你要跟从他的主要的目的。
To satisfy your own desire.
那我们称他为主，怎么变成他要听你的话？那到底谁是主？
So who is listening to who?
别以为耶稣是你想跟从就跟从的。
So Jesus may not let you follow him.
假如你对耶稣的认识有错误，我告诉你，耶稣不会让你跟从的。
If you have misconception, Jesus will not let you follow him.
因为当年也曾经发生相同的事情。
It happened before.
在路加福音九章
In Luke chapter 9, verses 57 and 58.
我们一起来读这段经文。
Let's read together.
预备，请。
As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you whenever you go. Jesus replied, Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
请问耶稣要不要让他跟从？
So did Jesus let him follow?
因为这个人跟从是有错误的动机，错误的目的啊。
Looks like this man has a misconception.
所以我们要对主跟从的时候，要对他有正确的认识。
So we got to have proper opinion about Jesus.
第三方面，跟着是要明白主的心意。
Certainly, followers should know the concern of God.
接下来呢，耶稣就警戒他们不要告诉任何人。
Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him.
当时大部分人对耶稣的认知有偏差，不过准确。但这时候幸好彼得能够正确的回答：“你是基督。”这才是标准答案啊。
As the time, most have deviated view about Jesus. Luckily, Peter answered correctly, You are the Messiah.
基督是上帝的儿子，是唯一的救赎主，是要来拯救世人的弥赛亚。
He's the Son of God, the only Savior to mankind, Messiah.
哇，这个标准答案，这个大好的消息，不是要告诉所有的人吗？
So we should spread the gospel.
但很奇怪的是，耶稣听了彼得这个标准答案之后，应该十分欣慰，然后赶快叫门徒去传对对，把你刚刚讲的告诉大家，更正众人对耶稣错误的理解才对。怎么还警戒他们说不要告诉别人呢？为什么
？Strangely enough, after Peter had answered correctly, Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him.
有时候神的想法跟我们的想法不一样，是不是
？Why？
好，我们来读一下以赛亚书55章第八节。
Isaiah chapter 55 verses 8。For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your way my ways, declared the Lord.
Yeah, 其实我们都知道，因为时机尚未成熟嘛。
Timing is everything.
因为这时候， 如果讲出去，不但不能够帮助福音的推动，反而会造成许多不必要的拦阻。
It may hinder rather than promote the gospel if timing is not right.
我们也相同的经验，我们传福音给一些心理刚硬的人，或者时机不对的时候，无论我们的见证有多感人，你的信息有多么精彩，他还是不能够接受主，甚至还会嘲笑你。
For hardened people, they will not accept the Lord, no matter how touching the testimony or message. They may even mock you.
我们如果不明白主的心意而去跟随他，其实那也没有什么意义，只是双方都在浪费时间。
It's meaningless to follow for following's sake, just a waste of time.
所以最重点不是说不要主不要他们传福音，而是主要他们去明白神的心意。
The point is not that Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. We should note the concern of God in his time.
那什么是明白主的心意呢？简单的说，就是在神所预备正确的时机做正确的事。
In his time.
第二方面是我们要做的是要明白跟从的方式。
Under the proper way to follow Jesus.
好，让我们一起来读第31到34节。
So verses 31 to 34.
预备，请。
He then began to teach them about the Son of Man must suffer from many things, to be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this. Peter took him aside, began to rebuke him, but when he turned and looked at his disciple, he rebuked Peter. Get behind me, Satan, he said. You don't have in mind the concern of God, but merely human concern. Then he called the crowd to him, along with his disciples.
好，同样有三个方式我们要来跟从主。第一个是与主同受苦。
First, suffer with the Lord.
主在这里已经讲过了，他要必须，人子必须要受许多的苦。
So he said he would suffer.
耶稣要我们跟从他的方式很特别的。
Jesus demanded a special way to follow him.
一般徒弟跟着师父，都是希望从师父身上学到，或是得到什么好处，不是吗？
Apprentice wants to learn from master to benefit.
那我想当年我们来美国读书或是工作，你也是希望你的指导教授或是老板都是希望从他身上学到东西或是得到好处，这是一般人正常的期待，没什么错。
You're the same way, nothing wrong about that.
但是主却告诉这些门徒，他所走道路是一个受苦的道路。
Yet Jesus told disciple he must suffer.
耶稣似乎反常的告诉这些门徒，你要跟从我，不要想说从我身上得到好处，反而你要看到我最后的下场结局是悲惨的。
Contrary to the norm, tragic ending.
未来命运前途是凄凉的。
With dim fixed future.
不但要忍受苦难，还要被弃绝杀害。
Suffered and be killed.
我相信耶稣讲完这些话的时候，这些跟从者一定很纳闷奇怪，甚至跌破眼镜，难以接受。
It must be difficult for disciple to accept.
我放弃一切来跟从你，怎么会这样子呢？怎么会得到这样子的下场？
How come?
所以难怪这个时候彼得就把耶稣拉到一旁去，劝他。这个劝字呢用得很客气，英文是用责备他的，责备老师，千万千万不要让这事发生的。
No wonder Peter took him aside and rebuked him.
否则这些人怎么跟得下去呢？
How can they?Go along.
其实彼得这种反应也是合情合理的。
So Peter just a human nature.
你想想当时跟随耶稣的时候，他们天天可以经历那五饼二鱼的神迹，餐餐吃饱。
People follow Jesus for miracles such as feeding the multitude with 5 loaves and 2 bread.
好，首先你饭完没问题了。再来，你看见耶稣医治各样的疾病你又不用花钱上医院了。
Healing miracles.
再来，你看到耶稣可以行走在水面上，哇！你可以见证耶稣平静大海的这些大能，随时随地随地都有奇迹跟着发生，哇！这个事情太棒了。
Walk on water.
你看，你需要的一切心想事成啊！这不是人生最美好的跟从耶稣，太棒了，不是吗
？Anything your heart's desire.
那这些都是事实啊，可是跟刚刚耶稣讲的。跟门徒的期待一不一样
？Life should be beautiful, isn't it?
好像我们今天跟从主的期待也是这样子。
Today we're expecting such miracles also.
然而我们跟随他，如果我们心里想着是过舒适的人生，走荣华富贵的道路，那很抱歉，你跟错人了。
So easy life, comfort, wealth, prosperity, it is wrong.
跟从主的道路绝不是那样轻松容易的。
It's never easy to
follow God. 除非你愿意与主同受苦，否则这条道路你无法继续走下去。
Unless you're willing to suffer with the Lord, you can't persist nor continue.
第二个方式是你要体贴神的心意。
Secondly, understand concerns of God.
我们一起来读第三十三节，预备，请。
Jesus turned and looked at his disciple. He rebuked Peter, "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You have in mind the concerns of men, but merely human concerns."
刚刚才被主称赞的彼得，马上现在就被挨骂了。因为圣经说他不体贴神的意思，只体贴什么？人的意思。
Peter was just praised and soon being rebuked because he didn't have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns.
那接下来更糟糕，他说：“撒旦，退到我后面去吧。”
And even said, "Satan, get behind me."
你在这里，其实耶稣不是只针对彼得，好像骂他啊，撒旦跟什么魔鬼畜生一样，滚掉一边去吧。不是这样子。
Jesus was not just rebuking Peter, saying, "Satan, get behind me."
你看，当耶稣责备彼得的时候，是看着门徒的。
Since he was looking at his disciples,
他的意思是说，主对一个弟兄的管教，那是为了要成为我们众人所有的人的见解。
Setting example for everyone by disciplining Peter.
意思就是说。主对彼得的管教是让我们每一个人知道的
，for everyone to see。
尤其彼得不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思，这样就变成撒旦的工具来拦阻耶稣的道路。
If Peter only had human concern, then he may become the tool of Satan to block concerns of God.
用人的意思来和神的旨意作对，所以这就是一件很严重的事情。
This is a serious matter.
难怪耶稣必须在这里责备彼得，告诫众门徒。
No wonder Jesus rebuked Peter to warn his disciples.
简单的说，体贴人的意思而不体贴神的意思，就是只顾到个人的利益得失，而不顾全神的周详计划。
Human concerns are selfish, disregarding wonderful plans of God.
其实这样的事情，我们也有可能在做，不是吗？
We may be doing such things, aren't we?
当我们跟随主的时候，我们常常通常会以我们的利益得失为出发点。
We're still self-centered, even when we're following God.
我们常常想着如何照自己的计划来实现。
Always insisting on our own way.
却不一定明白这是否是出于神的心意。
Not concerns of God.
到底如何我们才能够明白体贴神的心意呢？
How to understand concerns of God?
我想这是很多人都在问的问题。
Everybody may ask the same question.
简单的说，我认为我们要以严谨的态度来坚持每天早晨灵修祷告，这样才能够使我们明白神心意的秘诀。
In my opinion, everybody has to get up early in the morning, devotional and praying. That's the key.
诗篇第五篇第三节。
Psalm chapter 5 verses 3.
In
the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. I lay my request before you and wait expectantly.
这样我们才能够明白神向我们陈明他的心意。
That's how we understand concerns of God.
最后一个是要舍己背十字架。
Lastly, deny ourselves and take up our cross.
然后我们一起来读第三十四节。背请。
Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciple and said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me."
很奇怪，耶稣是应该让这些愿意跟从他的人使他们道路变得轻省，你怎么反而要他们舍己然后背十字架来跟从他？那岂不是增加他们的负荷跟重担吗？
Follower of Jesus supposedly should have easier load. Instead, they should deny themselves and take up their cross, more burden and load.
在这里我们看见，原来跟从主不是让自己更加轻省，或是得到 什么好处，乃是加重自己的责任，并且要付上代价。
There's a price to follow Jesus, not to self for self benefits, but more responsibility.
这是一种与世俗的认知截然不同的跟随方式。
Contrary to human concerns.
但跟随耶稣呢，并不是说我整天花时间啊，这个都跟耶稣在一起。关键在于经常舍己，也就是拒绝自己。
The key is to deny themselves.
因为当你效法耶稣在舍己的过程当中，这样你就是在跟从主了。
To follow and model after Jesus.
因为舍己是一个非常不容易学习的功课。
It's not easy.
假如你学会了舍弃自己，那我们生活中很多的困难问题就解决了。
But if we do, there will be less issues in life.
你若懂得拒绝自己舍己的话，哎，夫妻相处不会再吵架了。
No more quarrels between husband and wife.
妻子关系不再恶劣了。
Children and parents.
婆媳之间不再矛盾了。
Daughters and mother-in-law.
人与人之间的互动也不再冲突了。
No more conflicts between men.
大家都舍己了。
Since we all deny ourselves.
都放下自己的意见，而不去指责别人。
Instead of accusing others.
那问题不就解决了吗？
So that's the end of many issues.
其实教会要复兴也是必须如此。
Same for church revival.
如果大家都愿意舍己，那事工就容易推展了，不是吗？
If we deny ourselves, ministries will be easy.
但问题就是我们常常有自己的太多的意见。
So many people are opinionated.
我们没有办法舍己才造成教会问题，不是神造成教会问题。
So the church issues are all because we don't deny ourselves.
如果我们大家都愿意舍己，那事工推展不就容易了吗？
If we all deny ourselves, ministry will be easy.
不过耶稣说，跟从者除了消极的舍己之外，还有一个要积极的背起个人的十字架来跟从主。
Jesus asked more than passively denying ourselves, but also actually carrying our cross.
那什么是我们的十字架？
So what is our cross?
不是背主的十字架，我们背不动的，是我们个人的十字架。
So we need to carry our own cross.
那是指我们生活中的难处与挑战。
The challenge and difficulties in life.
包括我们的家人、我们的朋友、我们的同事等等。
Including family, friends, colleagues, etc., etc.
任何让我们在生活中觉得苦不堪言。
Anything make life miserable in is our cross.
想一想，你有没有十字架？有没有
？Do you have your own cross?
啊，只有我一个人有。
Only pastor has his own cross.
哦，我们都有吧
？We all have our own cross.
但是主要你背起十字架。
But Lord asks you.
不是你丢下你的十字架，重担都脱落了，不是、欸、
The Lord asks you to carry, not abandon your cross.
但是我告诉你，你不要以为背起十字架让是让你天天痛苦的，不是的。
So it's not painful to carry the cross.
假如舍己是消极的退让，那我告诉你，背十字架就是积极的胜过。
Passively let go is denying yourself. Actively overcome is carrying cross.
我们不应该是退缩的来躲避这个世界。而是要勇敢的面对这个苦难，我们还是要面对挑战，靠着神够用的恩典。
We are not to withdraw and roll into a ball to avoid, but braving the challenge.
再大的难处在我们人生道路当中，我们都不害怕。
God's grace is sufficient.
这才是跟从主的方法。
For any difficulty, that's the way to follow Jesus.
最后一个是跟持守跟从的态度。
Persistent attitude in following Jesus.
最后我们一起来读35-38节。
So verses 35-38.
预备，请。
For whoever wants to save lives will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their souls? And what can anyone in exchange for their souls? If anyone is ashamed of them in this adultery or sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them.When he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels.
好，三方面的态度，第一个是要持守牺牲的态度。
Again, in three aspects. First, persistently attitude in sacrifice.
35节告诉我们说，要救自己生命，必上掉生命；那为主和福音上掉生命，必救了生命。
For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it.
那这是一种对主跟从主的态度啊。那简单的说，就是我们对生命的态度。
Attitude for follow God is the same attitude for life.
而我们对生命的态度呢，一般人常常考虑的因素是我这样做对我有什么好处。
Most of us consider what is in for me first.
例如我们就说，哎，我上教会对我有什么好处？
Such as going to church.
我信耶稣对我有什么好处？
Accepting Jesus.
我跟从耶稣对我有什么好处？
And following Jesus, how do those benefit me first?
那当然我们都知道都有好处了。
There are many benefits.
但是我相信我们大部分的人都不是为了得好处才信耶稣才来教会的。
Most of us here are not just for self-interest to accept Jesus Christ.
你看我举例来说，你看我们当中，如果你来的，你要花牺牲睡眠时间啊。
Sacrifice sleep to come Sunday morning.
你要花时间在这里啊，这个服侍啊。
Time to serve.
你不去打高尔夫球，不去玩啊，你还要来这边这个服侍。
Sacrificing golf.
而且你又开车花汽油钱呢。
Gas.
不单如此，你还要十一奉献啊，吃饭还要再给钱，另外再给钱。
Tithes, lunch money.
我问他，你在想我们以前的人来教会好像不是这样啊，好像可以得好处啊，例如可以领面粉啊，拿免费的物品啊，现在怎么好像不一样了？
Not like free hands out from my previous church, such as flower and many other freebie.
我告诉你，那是因为基督徒的价值观与世界的标准不同。
Christian values are different than worldly values.
我们常说吃亏就是什么、啊、只有两个占便宜的。
Sometimes we gain by losing.
圣经也告诉我们说，施比受怎么样？
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
施比受更好，意思就是说，我们要先有牺牲舍弃，才会有收获。
Sacrifice first before harvest.
耶稣也这样告诉我们。
As in Book of John.
我们一起来读约翰福音十二章二十四到二十六节。
Chapter 12, verses 22 to 26.
预备，请。
Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls into the ground, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me.
这里先提到的是什么？先有牺牲，才有更美的生命。
So sacrifice to have more abundant life.
先放弃生命，才能够得到生命。
So give life before you receive life.
之后才提到服侍要跟从主。
Then follow.
怎么遵从？是要跟着主。主在哪里，你也跟在哪里。
So follow the Lord.
如果我们没有这种牺牲的这种态度来跟从主。都是想得好处，那你会跟得很痛苦。
So if you don't have the attitude of service, then you will follow in a very painful way.
而且你也不能够得到真正的生命。
And then you will not gain the real life.
好，最后一个是持守受益的态度。
Persistent attitude to gain.
我们一起来读第36到37节。预备，请。
What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their souls?Or what can someone give in exchange for their soul? If it's not...
好，我们如果要跟从主，不能只考虑到眼前的利益好处。
It is not about immediate benefits to follow Jesus.
但我们也必须承认，我们若要跟从主，总是会期待啊，得到一些的好处才对。
Of course, we expect some benefits to follow someone.
所以我们认为跟随耶稣也应该是如此，我们可以从耶稣身上我们跟从他，我们应该得到什么好处吧？
Same to follow Jesus.
我告诉你，这就是为什么今天有许多成功神学错误的教导。
So that's the problem of prosperity theology.
他误以为信耶稣就是可以得到许多的好处跟祝福。
Erroneous teaching blessing and benefit after believing in Jesus.
所以就造成许多人信主之后没有继续，因为没有继续得到好处或是福气，他就弃绝神，不再信主了。
Many left God after proclaiming accepting Jesus because they had not continually received blessing or benefits.
这就是他们对于跟从主用错的态度 所造成的遗憾。
What a pity！
但圣经告诉我们说，人若赚得全世界而赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢
？Bible teaches what good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul？
请注意哦，这句话的意思并不是说信主跟从主就不会有益处哦。
It does not say there is no benefit，
而是说真正的益处并不是你所认为的那个样子。
But the benefits are not what you think。
就算你可以得到世界一切，而失去了你的生命，那就一点益处都没有了。
If you gain the whole world yet forfeit your soul, then what good is it？
所以最重要的是什么？生命啊。
The real benefit is a new life。
你知道这一节经文是当初神呼召我的经文。
So this is the verse that took me to the Lord。
生命大于一个世界。
So the new life is bigger than this world。
所以真正你真正长远的益处是什么？就是神要赐给你一个新的生命。
So God will give you a new life。
因为耶稣来到这个世界的目的，就是要叫人得什么？得什么？并且得的什么？耶稣来，他说：“我来是叫人得什么？生命，并且什么？更丰盛的生命啊！”
The purpose for Jesus coming to this world is to give life and give it more abundantly.
那我们要怎么样得这个更丰盛的生命呢？
Then how can we get this true, real life abundantly?
你就躺在床上啊，就明天就新生命了。
So it's not about doing nothing, lying in bed.
哦，你就来教会啊，请牧师祷告一下啊，你就得新生命了。
So ask pastor to pray for you.
这里告诉我们，就是你要为主和福音愿意上吊生命的，你就会得着更美的生命。
The true way to live is willing to forfeit your life for God and gospel.
其实说来说，这就是我们对跟从主的执着跟人生，我们有一个必定受益的一个态度。
So a persistent attitude to gain.
我们相信我们会有一个更美好的生命，是神定义要给我们的，只要我们跟从耶稣。
For better life, if we follow Jesus.
这样子的话，你就不会在乎自己的性命，因为你相信有一个更美好、更丰富的生命是要给你的。
So you will not hold on to your own dear life dearly.
因为一切的生命都是来自于神嘛。
The origin of life is God.
那更丰盛的生命也是来自于他。
So abundant life is also from God.
当你如果有更长远的意思，就是神要给你一个更美的、更好的、更丰盛的牺牲，这是你长远的最大的益处。
You will have different perspective for the long view.
你要得着这个益处，你要有坚持，我一定会得着这益处的这个态度，而不是说啊，我要得这些世上短暂的、虚空的这些荣华富贵。
So you need focus on the real life instead of the fleeting thing in life.
如果你这样的话，我相信你会跟保罗一样有相同的领悟。
You may share the same epiphany as Paul.
在腓立比书一章二十一节。
In Philippians chapter 1 verses 21.
我们一起来读，预备，请。
For to me to live is Christ, to die is gain.
就有益处，你一定会有益处，你要坚持。你的生命会有益处。
Persist and you will gain.
最后一个态度是要持守圣洁的态度。
Persistent attitude for holiness.
最后一节第三十八节来讲到，凡在这淫乱罪恶的世代。
In this adulterous sinful generation, be ashamed of.
那这段圣经的结尾好像提到一件很有意思的事情，也指出一个很实际的情况。
At the end of the earth.At the end of the verse, Jesus mentioned something that's interesting yet practical.
那就是当人活在这个道德败坏的世代当中呢，就会把基督的福音真道当作可耻的。
That we live in a depraved world, and people may be ashamed of the gospel.
然而耶稣也知道一群人，还有一群人，他们在逼迫当中仍会坚持住他们的信仰。
But Jesus knew some people were persistent in faith.
因为将来在荣耀当中，他们不会再感到羞耻。
They will not be ashamed in future glory.
我们今天同样也是处在一个道德沦丧的时代当中。
We too live in a depraved generation.
世人拒绝聆听神的 福音真道。
People reject gospel.
反而觉得公开场合提到基督的信仰有一点难为情啊，会让人家取笑。
Christian may be ashamed of talking about Christianity in public.
所以我常常有听到一些弟兄姐妹的分享说，哎，我一个同事啊，跟他共事好多年都不晓得、哦、他是基督徒，直到有一天在教会遇到他才知道，哦，原来你也是基督徒啊。
You may have experienced catching up with some colleague of past time and then realize he's also a Christian.
那相同的，他也说同样的话，哦，原来你也是基督徒啊。
Likewise.
好像只有在礼拜天上教会的时候，彼此看到彼此才知道，哦，你才是基督徒啊。
So you bump into each other only in church, then realize they're Christian.
那这种尴尬的情形如果常常发生，这好不好？
So awkward.
那我们可以看见事情不是这样的简单的哦。
However, it is not so simple.
我们看见当年彼得，他后来三次不敢公开承认主。
Peter denied Jesus three times in public.
这是一种很严重的背叛。
A serious betrayal.
这跟犹大卖主其实都一样，是一种背叛。
Quite similar to Judah betrayed Jesus.
那 你看彼得在这当下，他仍旧软弱，他不敢公开承认主。哎
，He was weak at that moment to proclaim Jesus.
其实我们现在很多人也是一样，有相同的软弱。
Many people are alike.
可能怕了失去选票，怕错了机会，怕没了饭碗，怕丢了面子，所以不敢公开承认主。
For election, opportunity, job, appearances, they do not acknowledge Jesus in public.
那这样的人，耶稣说，他们将来有更大的亏损。
Jesus said they will lose out more in the future.
也就是说，在将来永恒的荣耀当中，这些人会被人当成是可耻的。
Especially in future eternal glory, they will be ashamed.
当然，你可能不会公开否认主，尤其在北美的北美的环境当中，基督徒的身份是很光荣的。
In United States, you may not need to deny Jesus in public, since it's prestigious to be Christian.
不像你去一些宣教的一些国家，一些你讲基督徒是要很小心的。
Not like missionary in the mission field.
来美国好像进入上流社会一样，我是基督徒，好像很光荣的。
So it's upper class being a Christian.
但我们要注意一件事情，请不要忘记，我们同样是居住在这淫乱罪恶的世代，同不同意？
Yeah, we still live in an adulterous and sinful generation.
有三个人同意，同不同意？我们居住在这个淫乱罪恶的世代，而持守圣洁的态度将是我们跟从主最重要的挑战。
It is the most important to persist in holiness when following Jesus.
最后，我们相信唯有跟从主的道路才能够使你人生走得稳固妥当。
Following God is the only way to have a steady life.
当然，我们也知道跟从主的道路并不容易。
Even it may not be easy.
这就是为什么耶稣当年用心良苦，要这些门徒重新思考你要跟从主走人生的道路。
That is why Jesus reminded disciples to think about denying themselves.
就要拒绝以世俗的观念来跟从主。
Especially deny human concerns to follow him.
也不要像他的门徒一样，像旧约时代跟从先知一样。
And it's not like the prophets in the Old Testament time.
以为可以得到什么能力或是好处，而让人家羡慕或得到尊重。
It's not about respect, admiration, power, or benefit.
同样的，今天耶稣看重你我对他的跟从。
Your service of God may seem the same to God.
不是为了满足你个人的好处，或是达到你自私的目的。
It's not about your own.
乃是我们相信神有一个重要的使命要托付给你。
But about following Jesus fulfill His mission.
并且他要使你得着一个真正的新生命。
You will get new real life.
你对主的委身与跟从，在人看来虽然是不起眼，但是神看来却是宝贵。
Your service to God may be trivial to people, but God cherishes your service.
因此你要再次检视你自己，你有没有认清你跟从的对象，你有没有明白你跟从的方式，并且持守跟从的态度。
So how you follow the goal of your following and your persistence.
唯有如此才能够让你的人生走道路走得稳固。
So that you can be on a steady path.
所以最后鼓励亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们是已经被神从这个罪恶世代当中分别出来的人。
We are separated from this sinful world by God.
我们行事为人应当与得救的恩相称。
Our behavior should match our salvation and grace.
不要再偏行自己的道路。
So we should not follow our own concern.
从今以后，我们都立志跟从主。
And to follow God.
不要用自己的世俗的方式来谋求自己的好处，或是满足自己的需要。
Not about selfish needs and benefits.
而是愿意背起十字架，愿意舍己，并且背起自己的十字架来跟从耶稣。
Willing to deny ourselves and carry our cross, following Jesus.
来满足神的心意以及对你一生的计划。
To fulfill His plan for us.
你是否相信神为你所预备的道路是一条最美好的道路？
Do you believe God has prepared the best path forward?
如果你相信的话，你是否愿意委身顺服，跟随到底，永不后悔？
Are you willing to follow Him always, no regrets, with obedience?
Amen. 让我们一起起立来回应神的路。
Let's arise and respond with the hymn.